12 hours later, at 1,000 miles to the south, Martinez rubbed his sweaty palms down the sides of his untucked, bright red Hawaiian shirt. His body rocked back and forth against an intensely purple cushioned stool as his tongue clicked in tune to the soft steel tones of ubiquitous reggae music. Martinez had been glued to the stool for the better part of the evening, but he didn't feel tired at all. Rather, he was beginning to feel jumpy. Perhaps the result of the 3 cups of coffee he had downed in his hotel room before heading up the beach to the Golden Sun Casino. From outside, the casino was a flashback to the worst of the 80s. Festooned in bright swaths of pink and electric blue, the massive complex could have made the perfect setting for a Miami-themed disco movie. Its high point was the beachfront location, a soft white sand stretch of coast on the eastern side of New Providence Island in the Bahamas. The casino opened up into a tropical oasis filled with palm trees, hammocks, and outdoor tiki bars, startlingly authentic to sensibilities used to the plasticine reality of the Vegas resorts. But Martinez hadn't spent much time dipping his feet in the crystal blue water or running his fingers through the alabaster sand. He and Fisher had taken a taxi straight from the airport to a dive hotel a mile down the beach from the casino, then made the trek on foot to the Golden Sun. Unlike everyone else on the island, Martinez was here to work. He bounced his knees, keeping time with the reggae beat. He could hear the chips shifting in his pockets, and he fought the urge to smile. He was up $12,000 already, an amazing take considering how slow the dealers in Nassau worked the cards. He wasn't sure about Fisher, but he guessed his partner was likewise up over $10,000. They had been passing tables to each other all night, taking turns minimum betting and BPing, making full use of their dual counting abilities. It wasn't anywhere near as effective as team play, but it was the best they could manage considering the situation. Fisher had argued for bringing in the rest of the team, even without Kevin. But Martinez had wanted to keep things manageable until they had a better idea of how deep the betrayal ran. He wasn't as shell-shocked by Mickey's news as Kevin, but he wasn't as fired up as Fisher either. A small-scale assault on the Bahamas had seemed like a good middle ground. He watched as the dealer fumbled with the shoe, his chocolate fingers crawling across the cards like they were dipped in molasses. The Bahamanians moved like they spoke, lilting, unrushed, almost musically dragging out the syllables. It was beginning to drive Martinez crazy. The other players at the table didn't seem to mind. 2 newlywed pairs in North Carolina, much more interested in their cocktails and each other than the cards dripping out onto the table. Nassau was teeming with couples like them, so prevalent they were probably listed somewhere as a category of local fauna. Martinez drummed his fingers as a pair of tens finally dribbled out of the shoe. He split them, just to make it interesting, and threw a glance over his shoulder. There was no sign of Fisher. Strange, considering he had signaled that he was heading to the bathroom more than 20 minutes ago. Maybe the sushi from the night before had finally caught up with him. Sometimes raw fish had a habit of doing that. But, like the split tens on a positive 12 shoe, it was an acceptable level of risk. 2 sluggish hands later, Martinez started to get worried. If Fisher were ill, he would have made it out of the bathroom long enough to give Martinez a signal. One of the earliest rules Mickey had taught them was that partners were supposed to look out for each other. Despite the double-digit shoe, Martinez asked the dealer for a mark to hold his spot and got up from the table. He took his big chips with him, leaving a handful of the quarters for the dealer to watch. He crossed the casino, passing a handful of college students and cruise passengers from one of the many ships parked nearby. The casino was empty compared to the bustling Vegas resorts. The peak season wasn't for a few more months. The visitors this time of year were newly married or eager to take advantage of the cheaper off-season deals, or a mixture of the two.